again.
WTJKT, I'm back.
Good morning, Patrick. Plane. Minute or two late, I was trying to book a camp spot down in Georgia for the first weekend in June. We got a wedding to go to. Easier to do from a computer than a tablet.
I think sometimes the interface from a computer to a tablet to a phone, how different they are.
There's up a, you know, a picture, and it says, you know, click on all the bicycles, and let, you know, and it's like, what a pain. And then every time something was wrong, they'd throw up another one of those. Get you something booked at the Cross State Park?
Not yet. It's kind of up in the air now whether we'll be able to go. Want to do something that weekend and just kind of figure stuff out. So, I mean, disappointment is Miss Field Day again this year, but, you know, it is what it is.
Because every time there's a good contest or a field day or something, I always got something comes up. Truck back, Patrick.
The tool trucks, I've had it. The excursions in the shop, having some front end work done to it.
Just thinking you were on the radio, but that's right. Thursday's your early day and you're already in the truck.
I just haven't put radio in the other truck yet. Guess I need to.
You can never have too many radios.
A couple to choose from to put in there, just haven't done it yet. Andrew, KO4HKX.
Morning, Andrew, KM4TFW.
Morning, Andrew, WTJKT.
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, I must still be sleepy because I'm not talking a whole lot.
It's me. I haven't slept much since I got this head cold and set up in my chest, so just trying to get through the day.
We'll sleep in tomorrow. We don't check in the camp till 2.
Damien, and did you get everything taken care of?
Yeah, we went to Union, and that was fun. You realize how many graduates you got in your family, or something along those lines, but yeah.
Last week, you were asking me something as we were caught up in a mess of switching repeaters that I couldn't hear and whatever. I don't know if you remember what it was, but I don't think I answered you because I didn't hear the question.
I don't remember. Do you remember the subject?
I don't remember.
Say that I do.
Nope. That I needed some information, but no, I don't remember what it was. I do good to remember yesterday.
As I hear you, I know Patrick told me about it last week. I guess it's maybe Friday. And I'm like, oh, well, I didn't hear the question because we were switching repeaters and I was in a hole. And the day that I completely missed the QSY. But I know he told me what the question was. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll have to, you know, ping Andrew and get him to ask me again. And now I don't remember what it was.
On that one, I do remember that conversation, but I don't remember what all it was about.
I remember.
What day it was, though, you can go back and listen to the recordings on the website.
It was. After you guys switched to the 285 machine. I don't think it can't have been that important, right?
What?
If nobody remembers what it was, then it can't have been that important, right?
Probably not. If I ever want to go back and listen to recordings of the conversations in the morning, I probably wouldn't keep the radio up ever again.
Is that due or is it a requirement? Recordings.
Doing it since as long as I've been around anyway. So I think they do it just in case something happens. I'm not really sure why, but it's not required. Stop for just a minute. KO4HKX. I'll be back. 7-3.
Got all your stuff together?
Making a list. I plugged up the camper to get the refrigerator cool and switched the hot water heater over, you know, off a bypass. Tonight I gotta air up all the tires, make sure everything's good there. Got the truck washed. Man, it was looking pretty rough. I don't know how it gets so dirty just sitting there.
Washed my truck, but I did air up the tires in it, and it definitely needed it. So we got most everything together. Just gotta finish up a little bit more, pack it all up in the back of the truck and head out.
List and that I think I got it figured out. Just got to do a little bit of grocery shopping. Got to go pick up some fish bait and
oven meal, some Dutch oven meal.
Fortunately, it was because it's the youngest granddaughter's day this, or weekend to stay with us. They usually pick the menu, so she set out the menu. So it's let's see, one night we got to have mac and cheese, and then one night we got to have some spaghetti, and then we got to have sub sandwiches, and then it's pancakes one morning and French toast one morning. So I think she's pretty much got it set for me.
Well, dessert in there. We're going, I think my son, he's going to decide between doing, what was he going to do? Either like a cookie in the Dutch oven, which really won't be bad at all. We won't have to do anything by the roll. And or do brownies in the Dutch oven.
Chocolate chip mint ice cream.
Benefit of having a freezer.
Big little coolers, too, that you can, you know, either use 12 volts or plug it in and that to keep everything cool if we need to.
Never pull the trigger on trying to get one. So Eric, you were trying to plan you a camping trip to Crofts?
Had a conflict that weekend at the end of it, so I'm holding off for now. Up on field day every year.
Yep. Radio's with me to Kings Mountain. Maybe I'll activate the park, I don't know.
Field day?
That weekend, so I guess I got the Zygoo ready and I got my other batteries charged, so we'll take the radio set up and see what we can do if I even turn it on. And I could kind of do it the cheaty way and just do FD8, make 10 contacts and call it a day.
We're in there instead of your Maidenhead.
Yeah, I mean technically there's no protocol for it. Change the CQ POTA and then put the information behind it. And do it that way. So I might do it that way.
For HKX, I'm back, gentlemen.
But for GFW.
The plan is weekend. You're welcome to come to Kings Mountain. There's room for 10 in that spot.
What are these spots do they have there?
Yep.
What kind of camping spots they had there?
You know, RV/tent site. And then we did what they call the walk-in sites, which are just tent and hammock. There's like five or six of those spots. We walked through there a few years ago and picked out one. So we got one of those that comes with a tent spot and one or two hammock gardens. And then there's a awning with picnic tables up under it. So we should have a pretty decent setup.
State Park on the South Carolina side?
I'll say it or my radio messed up.
I was Kings Mountain on the South Carolina side. If it's the park I'm thinking of, it's the one where Shelby Club did Winterfield Day. They used that pavilion with the picnic tables under it there.
Yeah, just, you know, you got the state park for South Carolina, and then you got the national park that has the monument.
Heading over there, Kings Mountain on the North Carolina side. It's only about 15 minutes from the house.
Little spot. It's only about 45 minutes to an hour from us, so it's about the next closest one to Table Rock. What's that? It's up like a group camping and see how many people want to show up and do that.
Hey, Skicks. I think it'd be interesting.
It'd be good if we could get it all worked out.
Group camping, if everybody went to the same campground at the same time, you all just meet up at one spot and hang out. And if I could bring food or something and have a what do you call that where everybody brings food? Crap, I can't remember. Y'all know what I'm talking about. KO4CEF.
Right.
Thought of it. The campgrounds around here within, you know, probably an hour or so drive of most everybody.
Find a camp spot down in Georgia in June, and there was a bunch of them. And that they were remotely close. I wish there was that many around the daughter in Kentucky.
Not always just not being able to find camping spots. It's also good camping spots. Your parking lot, I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe. And we'll holler at you when I get off work today at around 5:30 or so. So KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing y'all's final.
KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. Enjoy that weekend. KN4GFW.
Have a good weekend. This is W2JKT.
Andrew, KM4MUF. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Jody. KM4GFW.
Body's day is going just lovely.
Friday for me.
W2JKT.
Kurt? Yeah, I got one more day, and I got a two-day weekend.
My school swapped out. They were very apologetic, but not apologetic enough to give me a free battery out of it. So I might try to scrounge one up around the office for you when I get some time today.
Roger that.
Sorry about the mix-up, but just for you other guys' benefit, I was trying to get Jody an angle grinder at our employee store, and I placed the order online for pickup later, so I stopped in on my way home at Woodruff Road and picked it up. I didn't notice that they had given me a recip saw instead of an angle grinder. I didn't realize until I met Jody to give it to him. I had to go back and swap it out. Now I have to meet him again to try to hand it off another time.
That's comical.
Walked back into the store and it was still in the box, had the tag on. I'm like, well, there's a problem with my angle grinder here. And they're like, well, what's wrong with it? I'm like, it's not an angle grinder.
That going, yeah, you're right.
But it's definitely harder to see what you've got. And I should have realized by the length of the thing that it wasn't an angle grinder, but I just wasn't. I was on my way home and in a hurry, so I didn't notice it.
Oh, boy, I've got a moped in front of me.
I'm an I-85, and the moped is actually a little Chevy.
Moped, he's doing all he can do to climb this little hill, so I'm just going to kind of dust him.
Of people that drive in the middle lane on I-85 with their high beams on at like 15 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Had enough coffee or something.
People that just like to pick a fight and stir up an argument.
Availability, Jody.
A week from this Monday.
No. That day, I hate making you wait that long. I can probably swing somewhere and meet you sooner if you want, but yeah, we'll just plan on that for now unless you can meet me another time earlier.
For that, and then if something does change, I'll get a hold of you. I got your number, and I'll text you or whatever, and, you know, see if we can set something up different.
I've been in my car here with me, so anytime I'm in the office, I should be, you know. Most days I can sneak out and go down as far as Anderson and stuff, so, you know, maybe if you're just popping around somewhere or where I'm working somewhere, I can meet you and drop it off.
I can do something like that, too. Right now I'm all the way over at Iowa and Star. We're doing a pipe job over there, but we'll see where we go from there. There ain't no telling.
Let me know. Iowa and Star are a little far, but, you know, if you end up closer in, just let me know.
Yes, sir, I can definitely do that. Thank you again.
Truck comes up behind me and he's flashing me because I'm only doing 64. And then finally he passes me and about takes my front end off, and now I'm catching him again.
Right.
It's two more lanes he can get in. Well, actually only one, I guess.
That there's not much enough traffic out there to warrant him to flash you to get over.
Doing under the speed limit in the middle lane, like Eric was saying.
Middle lane is the slow lane. South Carolina.
How you doing out there?
Physically, I'm doing better, but this tool truck's having problems this morning, so let's see what kind of interesting day I'm going to have. The light come on, and it won't let it do a regen, so I'm getting warnings all over the place that I need to get this taken care of, so it's just going to be one of those days, I guess.
If it's not allowing a regen, you gotta take care of it like right away, because otherwise you clog everything up.
So, if that's the case, then I'll be pulling off the route today to go get that taken care of.
Some place you can get something to take care of right away?
On what it is, we'll see. I'm here at one of my shops that's got one of my truck scanners, so I'm gonna borrow it and hook up to it and see what it is myself, and then we'll go from there.
Gotta look it up and see what it is and what it's, you know, what's happening with it, and not be blind, you know, blindsided by it.
But we'll see. Just another obstacle to overcome today. We'll get there.
1 minute.
Not here. Go ahead.
That has in it.
The L9. In it, which is a Cummins engine with PACCAR's software on it.
Come again, I was driving through the exit 51 interchange noise bucket.
Not a problem. This one's got the Cummins base engine in it with PACCAR's software and add-ons on it, because it's in the Peterbilt. But it's just a L9.
I need to get past all this crazy here. I'm not getting the repeater well around exit 51 at all.
It's in it. Patrick, is that... Do you have to have that nowadays in them things?
You do. Let's see, what is it? 2007 for light duty, medium duty. Around the same time for heavy duty, but a little later, so figure 2010. They brought all that in, where you got to go do the regen and have the DEF and all that other mess. They tried several different systems, but the DEF.
One more time, Patrick, sorry.
Cummins L9 engine in it, but it's got PACCAR software, management software on it. So, because it's in the Peterbilt. PACCAR wanted to have control over all that.
I constantly hear about problems with diesel emissions, and I've had my own fair share of them. My brother-in-law has a flatbed tow truck. I think it's on like a Ford 650 platform or something with the power stroke, and he's constantly having to have the emission system rebuilt in that thing.
It's, I've done a lot of work on them. It's a very finicky system, and if you got a truck that idles a lot, or has any kind of injection problem and people don't pay it any attention, then yeah, you're going to have problems with it. Like if you got an injector that's overfueling, which is pretty common, and you don't catch it, then you'll have this issue. So it's a very finicky system.
You know, he's always not just at idle, but at high idle, because he's got to get to the power takeoff for all the hydraulics for the bed. And so he idles a lot because he's on the side of the road loading up a car. And he and I both end up with gas in our oil, or diesel in our oil, because of, you know, I used to idle a lot in my truck. And when you do that, you know, you get a lot of, you know, diesel dripping down into your oil pan through the pistons, and it's just a nightmare. The very first oil change, you know, I had like 12 quarts come out, and it only holds 10, so it was a lot of diesel in there.
You see these trucks that are rolling around smoking and all this other stuff, the black smoke? That's all that is gross. It's called gross overfueling. And you're getting more diesel fuel in the oil, because it's seeping by the rings because of the way the rings seal on the diesel engines. So it's just maintenance, a lot of it, and doing your oil changes properly and using the right kind of oil. Like a lot of people like to run Rotella oil. I won't run Rotella oil in anything that's got a regen system on it. I only run Mobil Delvac because it's a low ash content. So because every diesel engine burns diesel oil for the same reason the way the rings seal. So it's just it's how you take care of them, basically.
In my truck, they specify you have to use a low ash oil, like CK4, I think is the designation on it. And a lot of people run stuff that doesn't have it, and it's not labeled as a low ash oil. It's labeled as a diesel oil, but it's not for engines with modern emissions. I think it's like CF4 or something like that. But yeah, it's a big problem.
People don't understand that when you try to tell them, they think you're blowing smoke, and so it's a headache. People don't understand the oil ratings, and every oil is not created the same, and just because it's been around for 100 years doesn't make it the right oil in the modern engine.
For motor oil for the diesels, is that low ash?
I don't know. I don't know that much about the Schaefer oil. You can read the ratings on it. And I think it's anything above CH 4 is your low ash. If I'm remembering correctly, I'd have to go back and look it up again. But, so I mean, it's just a matter of the fine details to make it how long it lasts.
About the low ash. I really
don't know nothing
about that.
That's a good oil. I do an oil analysis once in a while, and the Triax has always gone really far for me and stayed pretty clean.
What were you on the first part of that? What was that?
The Triax oil in my, as it comes into my truck.
I heard you say that you do a lot of analysis on that kind of stuff, and that was your better one?
Blackstone Lab. Their chemical composition, they tell you if there's any fuel in it, any antifreeze in it, any high metals or anything like that are indicative of excess wear and stuff. And I've always come back pretty good except for the fuel in my oil.
I think they're doing a favor by running synthetic oil and diesel engines too. And actually, in some way you are, but with the regen system, you're really not.
Synthetic oil?
Manufacturer specifies it, but I don't know of a diesel engine that does, all road engine. And the reason there's a problem with the regen is because the molecules are smaller and it allows more oil to go by the rings, and therefore you burn more oil. And especially on a turbo engine, which modern diesels are turbos. So that's where you run into an issue.
Sense.
Let's see, I'm trying to think. I put a new DPF on my truck at around 80 or 85,000 miles because I started getting really frequent regens, which is an indication that it's starting to get full of ash. I wonder if my oil has something to do with that, but it's my DPF anyway, so maybe it was fine.
I don't know where you're hitting 100,000. I've got 150 on mine and not had any problems until today, and the check engine light is not something to do with the regen. That's just, if the check engine light's on, it won't let it do the regen properly. So I got to get the check engine light dressed. If you do maintain your vehicle like I was saying, it'll go a long time without having to replace the filters on it.
At the Titan diesel forums that I'm on, it's the 5-liter, it's a smaller engine, it's only a 5-liter Cummins, and I think they have a pretty small DPF on it just because it's a smaller system, but most of the guys on the Titan boards say they get about 100,000 miles out of it before they have to change it.
But even on the trucks, pickup trucks, Fords and GMs, I've seen them over 200,000 and not have an issue out of it. It's, like I say, it's all in how you take care of it. And you can't cut it off in the middle of it. You got to let it finish the regens. City driving is a killer on them, where that's all you ever do. But where you're out on the interstate would be great for it. The kind of oil you use, I mean, there's a lot of little details go into how to take care of it.
The guy called out, there's a guy who's a, like an automotive engineer on the forums, and one of the things that he called out is that the platform, as Nissan has configured it, it runs at a very low EGT all the time. And it's not, it never runs hot enough to do regen without help from the fuel injection. And so that makes them last a lot shorter. If you can run higher EGTs, you get a lot less soot in the first place and a lot less to burn off and a lot less ash. So that's what his explanation was for why they don't last very long in the Nissan.
That would be true. If they're running a low temp all the time, then yeah. And what I do in here is I keep the exhaust brake on the this truck all the time, therefore keeping the heat and pressure up in that system, even when I'm slowing down. That way it helps with that regen, even when it's not in a regen state.
I do not have an exhaust brake, so that's a killer right there anyway. I would love to have one, but it doesn't.
Very much enjoys my exhaust brake in this truck. I love that thing.
And especially with the, made it with the Allison transmission, like Senor Duramax, they work really well together in the downshifts, the accumulators holding back on everything, and then the engine braking also on the exhaust side. So, yeah, they work together really well, which is the same setup that's in here, same in management system. So, that's a lifesaver on these.
Yep. Looking into my little spot over here at the old Singer plant. So y'all have a great morning, and be careful, and good luck, Patrick. And we'll talk with y'all later.
And Eric, I'm going to have to get out too. The guys are coming in here, so you have a good day. Have a safe rest of your trip. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
You both have a great day. We'll talk again soon. I'm getting here to lose repeater anyway. So have a good one, guys. Talk to you soon. 73 is W2JKT. I'm clear.